shut this one? Or are you just going to hand it off?
I can hand it off.
Just hand it off. Do you need that for that? Okay.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Everyone feeling good after lunch and raring to go? Our session this afternoon is about balanced assessment. So if you are at Carla Evans' keynote this morning, raise your hand. Were you here? Good, you can all go. No. we're going to probably go into a little bit more deeper dive of what she talked about, but a lot of what she talked about should resonate here. My name is John Jaquith. I'm the Test Development Manager at MDE. And with me today...
Phoebe Ghost, I'm the Test Administration and Reporting Manager at MDE.
I'm Mary Helen Deagle. I am the FAME Program Manager, which means Formative Assessment for Michigan Educators.
And our presentation today is we're hoping to talk with you a little bit about assessment and what it's designed for and what it's used for. Just to get an idea of who's in the room, how many classroom teachers do we have? School or district administrators? State or vendor partners? Okay, anybody I missed? Couple. ISDs, perfect, perfect, good. So I think this is gonna resonate with a lot of you. So as you're going through this, if you're thinking, you know, yeah, I kinda know this already, please think through this information and to answer the question, how can I impress this information upon the educators and the teachers in my district. Okay. We're going to talk about, we're going to work from a common definition of balanced assessment, and we're going to talk about five different areas. We're going to talk about formative assessment. We're going to talk a little bit about performance assessments. We're going to talk a little bit about benchmark assessments, and we're going to talk even less about summative assessments and statewide assessments. And the way we have doled out the time for this, and the reason why I'm doing the introduction, is because the way we've tried to structure this, we'll see how it goes, because I like to talk about nothing. So the way we structured this is that we will be spending more time on the pieces that should get more attention through the course of an instructional year, and less time on the things that still need to be done, but should have less time spent on them through the course of the year. So first and foremost, assessment is not always and primarily not a four-letter word, right? That T word. Sometimes it is, but as you'll find out today, it really is not. And when we talk about an assessment system, it's not just a collection of things. So a collection of assessments does not entail a system any more than a pile of bricks constitutes a house. They've got to work together in a way that makes sense, right? So we're going to use the definition of a balanced assessment system as defined by the Michigan Assessment Consortium. Assessments may be useful for one purpose, but worthless for another. For other important instructional purposes. A variety of measures are needed to accommodate a variety of goals. A balanced assessment system uses the strengths of summative, interim, and formative assessments to address instructional accountability and learning needs, thereby making the balanced assessment system comprehensive, coherent, and continuous. The way I like to boil this down is one test, such as MSTEP, cannot do everything for you. It cannot give you an overview of what students know and are able to do, as well as plan your lesson plans and make your morning coffee, right? There are certain assessments that are designed for certain purposes. If we were to try to develop an assessment that did all of that, it would be a mess. So we're going to go into the system.
Thank you, Jen. So looking at this balanced assessment system, the main purposes and uses of assessment system, we really need to think about the intentionality of what we're trying to do and what we're doing with that information and who's the audience that's supposed to be analyzed.
Thanks.
So for consistency, we also want to have a shared definition of what formative assessment is, because I realize that there are a lot of different variations of what people say. And honestly, when people say formative assessments, plural, it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, because then I go, wait a minute, we're talking about two different things. So this was done by CCSSO. The actual event was 2017. This definition was published in 2018. And this is a collective of researchers and experts on the national level who came up together with this, many of whom are also part of MDE and MAC personnel. So formative assessment is a planned ongoing process used by all students and teachers during learning and teaching to elicit and use evidence of student learning to improve student understanding of intended disciplinary learning outcomes and support students to become self-directed learners. Out of a real quick show of hands, how many of you would love to have our students be self-directed learners? Nice, right? It's possible. I've seen it, and the research backs it up. It's just a matter of how well we can educate our teachers and administrators to support that kind of system to allow the work to happen. So in the FAME program, we essentially have these three guiding questions from Getwells and Sadler, which is, where are we going? How does the student what does the student understand now? And how do we get to the learning target? At any given point, an instructor would know, where am I in this learning process is based on those three questions. And I strongly recommend teaching this also to the kids, because it becomes part of their lexicon. It becomes part of, this is how we learn. This is our culture. This is our value of how we actually do school. And so we color coordinated this in this circular infograph, and it's deliberately in this circular, kind of that analog clock, for all of you who remember those, that's ongoing. This is not a one and done item, or say, well, let's just give